With Gemma.
Hello.
With Matt.
Morning.
And with me, Mike. Gemma, listen, it's entirely okay. It's happened to me, it's happened to Matt, now yeah. it's happening to you. You're officially hitting old age. Tell everyone what you've just told me and Matt.
Well, basically, we had a girls' night out on Saturday, just gone, and it was my first drink since New Year's Eve. So me and the girls were all excited, you know, getting ready together, as you do. And we went to Smokehouse in Manchester for some food, which was lovely. Drinks there, all fine. Then we went to Panacea nightclub, again, all fine, great atmosphere. A great night. I started feeling a bit kind of like, oof, do you know what? What would be lovely now is being at home with a cuppa in bed with the dogs, just relaxing. And then you think, nah, come on, you're in a nightclub, get with it, come on, have another shot. And then again, it kept coming back to me, just want to get home. I looked at my watch and it was 20 past 12 and I said to the girls, I'm done, I'm going. And they were like, what? What do you mean? We've only been here an hour or so. You need to stay out. And I was like, do you know what? I'm just really, really tired. And I just kind of trying to go to bed. I left on my own. They stayed out. Some stayed out till 3:30. Some stayed out till 5:00.
Till five o'clock. Yeah, I better know which one that was.
Mojo's at 5:00.
Yeah.
And I just went home. And I got home about 10 to 1, made myself some toast and a peppermint tea, went and got in bed. And it was only in the morning I thought, oh my gosh, what's wrong with you? You know, you used to do Magaluf for the weekend. You used to do all this crazy stuff. And I mean, I was obviously a bit more drunk than I assumed because I came down and the lid was off the butter, the knife was still in it, there was crumbs
That's
everywhere.
That's craziness for Gemma.
And
I
scalded my mouth on my peppermint tea, so it was a bit of rock and roll.
Gemma, there's still a bit of fire in there. Gemma, you're in denial. It has happened.
But, well, the group WhatsApp the following day was all, oh, we did this, we stayed out, and I was like, oh my God.
I'm worried
because I've booked Ibiza later in the year. I'm doing a week in Ibiza. How am I going
to
cope?
Well, I bet you're going to go to the quiet bit of San Antonio.
I will. I'll be on my hammock reading a book while the club's booming.
Listen, this has happened to you. It's happened to me. It's happened to everybody, right?
You always get that point where you realise that you're no longer a young person. And it hurts. And I can tell you're hurting.
I can tell
you're hurting. But it's happened. It's gone. Yeah. Youth has gone. You need to look forward to middle age.
Yeah. I feel like I need to get drunk and cause havoc to make up for it.
Listen, can you laugh, cough and pee all at the same time? Because if you can, you've gone too far. Listen, we'll do this as our phoning, right? When was the moment that you, the good listener, realised you was no longer a youngster? When did you think to yourself, oh my God, I'm old. 0161 288 0103. There's always one defining moment.
Yeah, make me feel better about myself, please.
To try and help Gemma out here a bit. It's not just her who's hit this. 288 0103, the one moment when you realise you've hit middle age.